hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having a great Monday and a solemn Memorial Day, remembering and honoring those who have died while serving in the United States, all the way back to the inception of the United States and the Revolutionary War. We remember those who died and fought to preserve our freedom, and as we now continue to fight and preserve our freedom here in the United States currently. So hope everybody is having a blessed day today, and our prayers with the families to the soldiers that never made it home. Dad, how are you doing today?
Awesome. That was very nicely said. My same thing, my condolences to the families, to all the people that have died for this country. And we all need to realize that if it wasn't for the patriots in this country for the past 200 years, none of us would have the freedom that we have right now in the United States of America. And I'm just absolutely am so proud of the people and the families who've had soldiers who've served, and for the men and for the women who've served. And thank you for your service. Yeah. It's been an interesting weekend. I'm up here in North Carolina still, if you're camping out, and it's been a lot of fun. And the reality is that, you know, I watch the weather here, and I see the manipulation. I see the chemtrails every day, and I see the fact that, you know, we've had all this massive amounts of rain in the Midwest now, and they've had unprecedented sunshine here in North Carolina for this time of the year. They're literally going to have two solid weeks with zero rain, which is unheard of in this area. And I was thinking about what they're doing and how they're manipulating the weather. And then I came across this article, and it says, it's raining plastic. Researchers find microscopic fibers in Colorado rain samples. It says, when Greg Weatherby sat at the front of his microscope recently, he was looking for fragments of metals or coal or particles that might indicate the source of airborne nitrogen pollution in the Rocky Mountains. What has caught his eye, though, were the plastics. He had collected rain samples from 8 sites along Colorado's Front Range, and the sites are part of the National Network for Monitoring Changes in the Chemical Composition of Rain. 6 of these sites are the urban Boulder to Denver corridor. Other 2 are located in the mountains at higher elevation. And what he did when he got involved with this, he started looking at the samples of the microscope, he said he found all types of plastic fibers, many colored blue, and he was basically looking at these fibers but then had not yet analyzed what they were. And he said the detailed findings are detailed in the report that are going to be published on, and this should be published already. Now, what's interesting about this is he's not thinking about Morgellons. And quite frankly, the fact that they've even allowed this story to slip through and get out into the media is either they're doing some type of, how should I say, some type of damage control in advance of the Morgellons fibers. Now, let me tell you about Morgellons for a second. Morgellons is a cross-domain species type of plant fiber mixed with animal fiber. It's some weird stuff. I've done entire shows on it. I'm not going to go into detail on it right now. The reality is that this stuff starts to grow when exposed to blue light. And inside your body, it starts to transform whatever it's in. It actually starts to grow exponentially. And I personally believe that the Morgellons phenomena that we see with people having this stuff coming through their skin is real. We found that people that have been exposed to heavy metal toxicity, like a lot of vaccines, a lot of aluminum, have a much higher incidence of Morgellons. The Psychological Association says these people are nuts and they basically have some type of itching disorder. And that they're imagining they have parasites in them. It's a lot more than that. It's some really weird stuff. And you get into the detail of this and the fact that they're putting this stuff into the air and we're breathing it. I mean, think about it for a second. We have coal-fired plants, okay? So you may get some coal residue, you know, from some sulfur or whatever into the atmosphere. We know that's true. It's called acid rain. But they stopped most of that back in the 60s. This is 70-year technology with called wet scrubbers on the stacks. Smokestacks go up very high in the air, and they put giant wet scrubbers like brushes that have water running through them, and the smoke has to go through the wet scrubbers. And so it picks up all the particulate matter, and it drops it back down in solution, and which is then later disposed of or discarded or buried or sold us as industrial waste. Who knows? But the reality is that you don't get a lot of that in the air anymore, especially here in the United States. But you don't have the same thing with fibers like this, with plastic. You don't have fibers and residues of things basically being put into the air via smokestacks, unless you have maybe somebody that was recycling garbage or whatever, and they weren't using wet scrubbers. But to have this type of amount of plastic into the air quality and the stuff that we're breathing is pretty crazy. And it's happening all over the United States. And I was at Lowe's the other day, and I was talking to a girl, and she had a bunch of scars on her arms. And I asked her, I said, she said, well, you know, she goes, I said, what's going on? I said, are you dealing with Morgellons? And she goes, yes, how'd you know that? And she goes, I have this stuff coming out of my skin, and the doctor says I'm nuts. I'm like, well, can't the doctor see him? He goes, well, yeah, but he doesn't know what they are either, so he just thinks I'm nuts. And I said, well, you know, you're not nuts. This is a very, very real condition, and it can cause all types of health issues. And I didn't go into detail with her. So it's something that you guys need to really think about. You can look up Morgellons and talk about what Morgellons is, cross-domain species. And there's some real sickos running this planet right now that they don't want you to know who they are. And it's hard to believe that. I mean, these people, they're pretty much not from an earthly origin. Remember, angels aren't from an earthly origin either. They're not from around here. And these things can get it. These things are actually running the planet, and they're the ones that are involved in the chemtrails. I personally believe it's part of the terraforming experiments they're doing on the planet, changing the climate everywhere, and also controlling the food supply. Plus, think about this. If you have this stuff put into your body, if your immune system's not strong enough, and they start hitting you with blue light, and it starts growing exponentially inside your body, what's it going to do to you? What are you going to turn into? I mean, this is some weird stuff I don't normally talk about on the show. But when I saw this thing come out of Colorado, I thought, you know what, I'm going to mention this because it's one of those things that is just crazy. And then I talked to Dane Whittington. I sent him this email. He's one who's the big guy who really knows a lot about geoengineering. And he said that the guys that were working on this from Colorado did not have the quality of microscopes that Dane and those guys have access to, and they're going to contact them so they can really get a good close look at what they're looking at. So what do you think about this, Austin, and what's your next story, bud?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I was looking at AccuWeather earlier today, and I mean, over the whole weekend, all the way to Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, I mean, all these states up there, as far as in the Midwest, Northeast, have been getting hammered right now. Again, I mean, they're having unprecedented rain all over the Midwest right now in a lot of these areas, and I've been talking about it for the last couple weeks, and I think some people don't fully understand the severity of what we're seeing here. That's why continue to tell people, make sure you have some backup stored food in your pantry at the very least. We're having an unprecedented amount of storms in the Midwest right now, to the point where nobody's able to grow food. I read you guys the email from one of our customers and listeners from Ohio that essentially 10% planted right now. A lot of other places around there, 0% planted, having to claim insurance on it. Now, what's crazy about this, at the same time we see unprecedented rain in the Midwest, it's exactly what Dad was talking about. Just so you guys understand, if you guys don't live in the South, like where we are, you don't understand how hot it is right now. Columbia, South Carolina, 100 degrees. Also, too, in Augusta, Georgia, listen to this. Augusta, Georgia was at 101 yesterday. The previous high, all-time high in Augusta, Georgia at this date and time was 100 degrees in 1926. Augusta, Georgia just beat a record that was literally 100 years old. And multiple other places, Asheville, North Carolina, 90 degree high right now. Last high was 88. I mean, it's all across the board. You look at Macon, Georgia, 100 degrees right now. Last time it was ever closest was 98 in 1962. That was the recent high. Savannah, Georgia, 101 degrees. Last time it was close to this was 100 degree high in 1953. Jacksonville, I mean, down here and even in Florida. So, I mean, we're breaking into the triple digits in Georgia and Florida right now in May, which is strange because ever since I can remember, May always started raining. June started monsooning. July was on and off. August started to slow down and got real hot again. And then it slowly, you know, tapered down. That's always how it's been in Florida. We've had no rain down here in Florida right now. At all. Zero. Which, I mean, it's we can deal with it because we have so many lakes and the aquifers and everything else, so we're still able to keep the groves alive. We're still able to have fresh water, even if, you know, as far as with the wells. But again, you look at it, why are we having unprecedented droughts in the Southeast like we are right now? Unbelievably high temperatures, be it the Midwest, is soaking. I mean, they're soaking. They're flooded. There's places out there that are still, I mean, feet of standing water. water with houses and vehicles submerged in them. This is a perfect example of weather warfare that we have talked about for decades, and now we are starting to see this implemented full scale on the United States population, just like it was last year when I talked about it. So many people thought I was completely, totally crazy till they watched some of the videos of the forest fires. And I'm not saying that there were not significant forest fires out in California, because there were. There were massive forest fires everywhere. But under the guise of massive forest fires, whatever tools these weather warfare maniacs were using, they were using to remove houses. And a lot of people speculated they were some type of space-based weapons platforms. And a lot of people, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. You can't do that. Guys, I've been around in Florida my whole life. We have had numerous fires down here, especially down towards River Ranch and everything else. And I have been post areas right after a fire and seen what they do. And I have never in my entire life seen concrete block houses burn completely to the ground in ash, yet the St. Augustine oak trees and wood picking fence directly around the house are completely intact and not even charred. You can go back and look if there's any videos actually left that YouTube hasn't taken down from California last year. You can see the aerial shots of that and the on-ground shots of that. Very, very disturbing stuff. So it's just something to kind of look at and understand what we're dealing with here. And at least, you know, there's not anything we can really do about it except be prepared, and that's why I continue to tell everybody that. Also, too, in other news, while the U.S. is completely occupied with, you know, arguing about abortion, which I think it's a point to argue, but on the other hand, too, the argument that they're doing is just, it's completely frivolous. They just argue themselves in a circle. We see on the mainstream media right now. The Justine Damon, the individual, the Australian yoga teacher in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that was executed by the Mohammed Noor, the Somalian police officer that was convicted for murder and manslaughter now 3 weeks ago. Now, more evidence in the trial has actually been brought forward as the body camera footage has now been released, which was quite disturbing. We are now seeing that not only was this guy unbelievably shady as far as Mohammed Noor, all the law enforcement in that area, in my opinion, at least according to this showing from these body cam footages, Noor was sitting, as you guys know, in the passenger seat of his patrol car, drew his weapon and opened fire through the driver's side door, hitting Damon in the abdomen and killing her. Conveniently for Noor and his partner, it was revealed that neither of them had their body cameras on, and the dash cam, conveniently, was not on either. However, with the release of new evidence, we see the entire department has a problem with turning off their body cameras. The video evidence showed repeated concern at the scene for Noor, his right not to speak to anybody about the shooting. Even while efforts continue to revive Damon, they were addressing the fact that Noor does not need to talk to anybody and turning off everybody's body cameras. I kid you not. Damon told the dispatcher on the original 911 call that she basically heard somebody sound like sexual assault. She then called back a few minutes later to see where the officers were. Five more minutes would pass before Damon's 911 call would end in her death sentence. When Damon walked out to talk to the officers, Noor shot and killed her point blank. Since 2016, Minneapolis has required all officers to wear and activate body cameras. But these officers conveniently managed to turn off both their body cameras and the dash cam before they entered the alleyway in response to her call. Now that right there in and of itself should be incredibly shady. And the fact that you have two officers that are responding to a sexual assault call, driving in an alleyway, listening to dispatch, and all the cameras, including their vehicle and body cameras, are off. That right there in and of itself is shady. Now you find out even worse. What's more is every officer at the scene whose body camera was actually working either turned it off or was caught on camera helping Noor, advising him to stay quiet. When officers arrived at the scene, they were responding to a shots fired call, so they began looking for the suspect. However, once they realized there was no suspect and the officer had shot the innocent woman in her pajamas, they immediately began turning off their body cameras and coaching Noor not to say anything. Officer Jesse Lopez, arriving at the scene, who tells Noor, while his body camera was still on momentarily, "Are you all right? Keep to yourself and keep your mouth shut." He then puts him in the vehicle and drives away from the scene where the body camera was turned off. In another video, Officer Jovis Kraut is heard telling someone in the body camera, on his body camera, "Is it recording?" He states, "I'm hot right now. I don't know if we're supposed to be hot or not. Let me know. Referring to his recording is still on, and then later on he turns it off. Prosecutors also brought up evidence against Officer Barnett at the trial. Barnett admitted in testimony she did not mean to record the video below. Her body camera captured it without sound, which showed the camera including a 30-second cache prior to pushing the button. Prosecutors said Nora is demonstrating to Barnett how he fired the shot. So Barnett, who is the Somalian shooter, the guy that executed Damon, he is showing to Barnett on her footage, on her video cam footage, on her body cam footage, how he shot Damon. She turns off her camera right before he starts doing this, but there's a 30-second cache of no sound while the camera is still recording and turning off, while Noor shows her how he shot. They're walking around the car looking at how he shot. Now, here's where it gets shady. They go on and say, do you find out the direction he is shot? An officer asks Burnett on another body cam footage. She responds, he was in the car, and then goes to show him physically how she did it on his camera. Now, on the witness stand, Barnett, under oath, says Noor never told her anything about the shooting whatsoever, and she had no idea the direction that she was shot. She lied under oath, and now body camera footage shows not only did Noor tell her on body cam footage, she showed other officers how he shot her. Barnett is also captured on her own body camera, turning it on and off repeatedly. So we have a full-blown, completely and totally corrupt Minnesota Police Department up there right now, and I highly suggest if you live in that area, after seeing this information, that you request a full outside investigation, not an internal investigation, an outside investigation in the police department up there. Because, you know, we thought that the Somalian Muhammad Noor was the main culprit in this, which obviously he was. He was the shooter, and he's been found guilty. He's going to prison now. But now we're finding that it wasn't just him by himself. That this apparently is rampant, because a lot of the body cam footage that you see here and a lot of the behavior they expressed shows this was not their first rodeo. They knew exactly when and where to turn off their cameras, to turn them off at specific times, to make sure they were not saying anything while their cameras were on. The problem was a couple of them had not gotten the memo, I guess, on how to be extremely shady and did not follow the actions exactly as they needed to cover up the entire incident. So this is something that I find very appalling to me, because as we have law enforcement, which majority of law enforcement are very good, upstanding people. I have a lot of friends in law enforcement. It's a very difficult job to do. It's not easy at all. A lot of people criticize them for things they do and they don't do. But on the other hand, too, they also, regardless of what they do, understand that is a volunteer position, meaning you're not conscripted into the police department. You volunteer and apply for that job. And you know when you apply for that job, you are held to a higher accountability. And that means when you have another officer who executes an unarmed civilian in the middle of the street, you have an accountability to the public and to the Constitution not to cover it up and lie under oath and turn off your cameras to make sure that he is covered. This is something that has been systemic in a lot of really, really corrupt police departments across the country. And again, it is imperative that we expose this when it happens. So I suggest anybody that lives up there, you listen to our show, you have family up there, you have a call to accountability up there, and make sure these people's actions are called to accountability, because there's no reason for law enforcement officers to have this type of just non-oversight, that they can do what they want to do whenever they want to do it, turn off body cameras, lie under oath, and there's zero accountability. Because the ironic part about it is we are told that we are supposed to basically listen to law enforcement no matter what. Doesn't matter what happens. They pull you over, they tell you to get out of the car, they tell you to handcuff you, they tell you to get on the ground. We're supposed to listen to exactly what they say. Well, if those laws and those reasonings are supposed to be applied to the civilian population, they need to be held to an entirely higher accountability. That means any time they do something like this, especially covering up the execution of an unarmed civilian, they all need to be tried for their crimes. If they are found guilty, the acceptable punishment should be handed down to them.
You know, Austin, it's interesting, because I've told my listeners before, years ago, I got stopped in a traffic stop in Lakeland for a seatbelt check. and basically went through the seatbelt check, had my seatbelt on, didn't realize that I was over at the BMW dealership stopping and getting some ice cream there. It's kind of, they used to have a little ice cream thing inside of the BMW dealership, and I knew the guys there, and I was there with Harrison getting some ice cream, and then five squad cars pulled up and asked, you know, who was driving my car. It was in the getting a car wash, and I was handcuffed and dragged out of the doggone police at the BMW dealership for basically failing to comply with the somebody, a law enforcement officer, which was ridiculous because I had my seatbelt on and I'm in a low car and I couldn't see a whole lot. Harrison didn't see anything. And then what ended up happening is they put me in the car with a gun in my pocket. Guys, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. I had my concealed weapon, my .45 Kimber, in my front pocket. And then finally I realized the gun was in my pocket. I thought, oh, God, so now I'm going to get shot here with this gun in my pocket. So I told the officer at the window, I said, dude, you need to get this gun out of my pocket. He goes, what do you mean you got a gun in your pocket? I said, well, I have a concealed weapons permit, and I've got a gun in my pocket. And I said, I don't know what the heck you guys are doing. I don't know what the hell. I don't even know why I'm even here right now. And, oh, my gosh. So they get me out, get the gun out of my pocket. Of course, it was chambered and, you know, hammer back from safety on. And they're flipping out. And, of course, they take the permit, my gun permit. So now they know that I'm a gun-carrying permit holder, which means I'm not a criminal. Oh, before it's all over with, three people got fired over this and various other reasons, three police officers. And then they lied under oath in internal investigating affairs twice and said that they never handcuffed me, that I was never handcuffed, that they didn't know how I got handcuffed and got put into the squad car. This is under oath. Guys, this is Ted. This is me personally. And Austin remembers all this. They lied under oath that they don't know who handcuffed me. Nobody handcuffed me. They don't know how I got in the back of the car squad handcuffed. Yep. Of course, the state attorney got involved in all of it and dropped everything, dismissed everything. It was a giant fiasco. But guys, it went on for over a year. I mean, I actually got a few gray hairs out of that, and I mean, it went on for over a year. They were talking about putting me in jail for a year, having ice cream at the BMW dealership, and getting my car washed. And I'm like, this is crazy. This is how corrupt it gets, and the collusion that occurs within the brotherhood of the law enforcement. And I understand they got to have each other's back. I got that. But when one of them is blatantly corrupt, before it was over with, this happened right in the middle of a giant internal affairs investigation with the Lakeland Police Department. The police captain, the head lady there, got fired. One of the guys who put the handcuffs on me, he got fired. One of the other guys who was involved in the investigation with me was fired. I mean, it was a giant just a cluster bomb of what happened at that police department, and here I was in the middle of it all. And I thought, wow, does this really go on in law enforcement? Because at this point, I've been pretty naive. I'm like, Austin, they tell you to sit down, you sit down. They tell you to be quiet, take you out of the car, you get out of the car. You're like, I feel like I'm dealing with Gestapo, because they're not nice about anything down here in Central Florida. And so it was kind of funny to me. So when I read this, Austin, I read more into this. A lot of police departments now have been infiltrated by organized crime. Now, what does that mean? Yeah. A lot of times when drugs get seized, they never make it to the evidence locker, or they disappear from the evidence locker. Or when weapons get seized, they end up getting taken out of the evidence locker and they go back onto the streets again. We see this all the time. I believe now that I'm looking at this thing with Minneapolis. This, when she called 911, I think she saw something she wasn't supposed to see. She said she thought she heard a sexual assault going on. She saw something she wasn't supposed to see. She was running her mouth as she came up to this quad car, and they executed her. That's my opinion. Now, that may not have happened, but none of this makes any sense. A lady runs up to you in her pajamas and says, hey, look, something's going on over here. What did she say? There's no camera recording or footage of what she said. And also, she gets two shots to the chest. Was she executed? Was she executed because she saw something from this incredibly, now obviously corrupt Minneapolis Police Department? I don't know. But think through it for me with a second. I mean, what the heck? Why did this guy just decide to kill her? What did she know? What did she see that she wasn't supposed to know what she wasn't supposed to see? There sure is an awful lot of collusion and cover-ups going on with this case that no one's talking about. All these officers now who are involved in this and turning off their cam footage, and this lady who says that the guy didn't show her how to shoot anybody, how he shot her, all these people need to be held accountable for their actions, and they all need to get terminated or go to jail for the conspiracy to commit, you know, for collusion. Something else is going on, Austin. This case is a lot deeper than we're seeing on the surface. Maybe was the Somalian guy told to shoot her? I mean, what happened? I mean, what did she see? What did this Australian girl see that was so bad that it cost her life? Just a thought here. Oh, by the way, speaking of weirdos, let's talk about Madonna for a second. I don't like to talk about Madonna, but she kind of makes me want to puke, be honest with you. But let's talk about what happened to her. She did a big show in Israel at Eurovision this past week, and she performed as basically the Antichrist, mocking the sacrifice of Jesus Christ at Calvary, sending an end times message of warning to the Jews and to the Palestinians, according to this author. I mean, this is some weird stuff. The number opened to a satanically inspired stage theme, mostly in darkness, that was pierced with muted red lighting on stairs leading up to the image of a skull, probably Golgotha. Dark robe acolytes stood by silent and ghostly, waiting for her to appear. Church bells pealed mournfully as one would mourn the dead. The dark-robed monks began to sing as the crowd went into a frenzy. Illuminati and Masonic symbolism was everywhere on the stage, for the performances are not just for Madonna. The event hit all the markets. Suddenly she appeared there at the top of the stage, bathed in a glow from a luminous skull. She appeared as she rose up from the bottomless pit. The camera zoomed in to reveal Madonna dressed in a costume that can only be described as an Antichrist, wearing a crown, an eye patch with an X over the top of it. She began her performance, and while this man watched it, dozens of scriptures from Zechariah, Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Daniel, and Revelation flooded into his mind. And then think about this. All this is happening right in the same land where Jesus Christ was crucified and raised from the dead. And Madonna is a hardcore Kabbalist. When asked if she's Jewish, she goes, "No, I'm not Jewish. I practice a variety of different types of religions and ancient religions," and she focuses on Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the ancient Jewish mysticism that I talked about a few weeks ago on the show. But the problem with all of this stuff is that, you know, it's absolutely crazy that people are allowing this stuff to go and not think through what in the world she's talking about. I mean, this woman really believes that not everybody is coming to the future, that never, not everyone here is going to last, that America is to be destroyed. I mean, you know, this is just absolutely crazy that it's happening. There's telling us right in front of us. This is satanic ritual done right in front of us that announces everyone is about to die and Satan's new world order is coming. And they're displaying it right to the general public right there in Israel. And you think, what the heck? Why don't the Israelis do something about it? Well, if a lot of the Israelis are also Shabbatists and Kabbalists, they're probably seeing this as a likening, as let's say, of what's supposed to happen as far as in their scripture prophecy. So, guys, when we talk to you about the Kabbalah and who's in charge of the planet and how black magic runs this whole thing, pretty much is what's going on. And she's showing exactly what and who these people are. Remember, they basically get into a link with these interdimensional entities, these spirits, and they get power from them, and they get power back from them, and they trade for information back and forth. But it's going to be interesting, because these proselytes of the satanic ritual are being used to describe precisely Satan's departure from the bottomless pit, the raising of the serpent god. It's just unbelievable that this is happening right before our eyes and happening in Israel, and nobody wants to talk about it in the mainstream press, because I think Madonna probably is out there trying to push all of this stuff and making sure she still stays relevant. The lyrics of her song even rubs it in her face that we are angels that fell out of the sky because of the serpent Satan. Lucifer tricked us when we listened to his voice by whispering his magic spell that led everyone astray from heaven to the earth. I mean, weird stuff. I'm not going to read you anymore what she said, but you can look it up. I believe I posted it on our website. And so then she goes, I hear you call my name. I hear your voice. It's like an angel citing, I have no choice. I hear your voice. I mean, this lady is way out of the end. And so then in the background, they display two identical heads representing the twin system that developed from the Garden of Eden's tree of knowledge and good and evil. I mean, it's all satanic. And she's putting it right there in front of our faces to make us realize this is what they want. They want their new world order. She's basically saying it's all based in the Kabbalah. It's all based in these ancient mysticisms of these different religions that they practice. And guys, you think about it. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Kushner practice Kabbalah. And so many people in Congress practice Kabbalah, and they run around with the red strings around their wrists. And in Hollywood, they do the same thing. This black magic cult, this satanic priestly hierarchy, if you want to call it that, runs this planet. It's weird, but it's true. That's why we are not of this place. We're simply passing through. This earth has gotten corrupted, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, just like Genesis chapter 6. That's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, so shall it be upon my return. Guys, it's getting close. When they rebuild that third temple, that Antichrist comes out, you know, now some of the major publications are saying that Trump's converted over to Judaism. I don't know if that's true or not. We mentioned that that would be a possibility, and that he really feels that, may believe that Jared Kushner may be the Antichrist. I don't know. These are the stories that I'm getting across my desk. All speculation at this point. But guys, hang on to your seats. If you're bored right now, you're listening to What Do You Think?
Well, no doubt about it. There's definitely some absolutely crazy stuff going on. Also, too, in other news that I saw was interesting on Friday, as it was released right at the pretty much end of Friday before everybody left to go to Memorial Day weekend, you know, as far as everybody, a lot of times people go off on vacation and stuff now. It now looks like the Trump administration is bypassing Congress. We're attempting to, with an $8 billion arms deal for Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The interesting part about this is the administration is saying on Friday it would sell $8 billion worth of weapons to Saudi and the United Arab Emirates without getting congressional approval, citing Iran as a grave threat. This is very strange right now. It's not strange because we've seen stuff like this with the United States when they're trying to overthrow a regime. The move has sparked bipartisan outrage on Capitol Hill. There is no new emergency reason to sell bombs to the Saudis to drop in Yemen, said Senator Chris Murphy, a vocal critic of the U.S. support to the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. What began as a civil war and has now raged for over 4 years has become a proxy war between the Saudis and the Iranians with Yemen. The U.S. has backed the Saudi and Emirati coalition from the start with reconnaissance, intelligence, training, and until November, mid-air fueling. It is now evoking the emergency clause in the Arms Export Control Act to move ahead with these sales. The 22 separate sales include precision-guided missiles, anti-tank missiles, and fighter jet engines. Sounds to me like they're sparking up for a very, very large war. I don't normally see precision-guided missiles and anti-tank missiles and fighter jet engines being shipped to other countries unless they're about to engage in a very, very protracted hot war. They're not sending them 7.62 ammunition. I mean, this is a pretty significant purchase they're pushing through. They go on to say, and of course, Pompeo releases on Friday, said these sales will support our allies, enhance Middle East stability, and help these nations to deter and defend themselves from this Islamic Republic of Iran, Pompeo said in a statement Friday evening. Now, the thing about this is most people should already be aware, Saudi Arabia does not need our help with anything. They are the world's second largest petroleum reserve in the world, and the country is the largest exporter of petroleum in the world. They have a GDP of $1.75 trillion. They don't need any of our discounted military aid. By the way, just so everybody understands this, they are very, 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 very wealthy to the point that they will go to places in Europe, including Germany, England, so forth, and buy out floors of hotels. And I don't mean like Motel 6s. I mean like Westons, Marriott's, you know, that sort of thing. And they will go in and buy out the entire floor on them. When I was in Europe with Dad years ago, I went to Germany. And there was a real nice Westin hotel that I think we had a room there. And, we go there, and as soon as we get there, there's about 20 exotics in the front of the building. 20 exotics.
Hotel Munich. Yep.
That's what it was. Westin Hotel Munich. It was Westin in Munich. Yep. And I mean, I don't mean like, you know, a Porsche and a Mercedes and a Ferrari. I mean like brand new Aventador Lamborghinis, brand new Bugattis, brand new Aston Martins, brand new Ferraris, brand new Phantoms. I mean, everything. With a guy out there that would start on one end, wipe them down with a microfiber cloth to keep the dust off of them, and go all the way around the building to the end and start back and go down to the other side and wipe all of them down. So every single vehicle was completely spotless and polished. As soon as they wanted their vehicles, they would call down from whatever floor they had rented out, and they'd bring their car around to them, and they'd leave and go run around the town wreaking havoc and then go back. So, unless you believe the Saudis don't have any money and they need us to help them out, you're mistaken. They have plenty of cash to do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it. So the fact that we're giving all these arms and giving them discounted arms, from what I've seen a lot of the numbers when we do these, they're always supported aid deals, by the way. A lot of people don't understand that. We're not going in and charging them full retail spec on surface-to-air guided missiles. We're giving them basically foreign aid discounted military arms. So in reality, if they tried to procure these weapons, it would probably be a $30 or $40 billion purchase, but we're giving it to them as $8 billion since they're essentially our allies. Not only is that irritant to me, because who comes up with the difference? The taxpayers, of course, through our military budget and foreign aid policy. But again, we're giving more weapons to another country that it looks to me is going to be working on this side end to destabilize a country so we can overthrow Iran. Just my stance on it, but I thought I would bring that up because this is something that a few people have talked about, mainstream media. And again, you always see a lot of this stuff happen when they're trying to keep people occupied. The abortion argument has been ongoing. It's pretty much completely and totally taken over mainstream media. We see now this girl over there in Minnesota, the Australian yoga teacher, Justin Damon. We talked about the video earlier. That went on. Nobody talked about it. We see now Pompeo releases this on Friday. Nobody talks about it. I also saw another report in the middle of last week that the United States has sent more warships and carriers to the waters over there by Iran for simply, support or whatever other words they're coming up with to justify it. Well, all these things going on right now, as I tell everybody all the time, look at what's going on behind the scenes and understand what's really going on. California had a controversial bill passed Wednesday, passed the Senate. Only thing left is for the governor to sign it, which will now make it impossible to get a medical exemption. Is the only exemption you can get, a medical exemption, unless it goes through the entire board as far as the public and private schools. They're saying now the Department of Public Health will decide whether the underlying condition cited by the doctor in the medical exemption meets the guidelines that they approve of with the CDC. I kid you not. So the medical doctors aren't even allowed to give medical exemptions for vaccines anymore. They said California has the strictest laws in the country requiring childhood immunizations in order to attend any public or private school or daycare. Since 2015, the law has stated that they allow exemptions only if a doctor says there's a medical reason to skip them. Pan, the doggone hardcore communist that's over there, said doctors are increasingly excusing children from immunizations for questionable reasons, such as having asthma and allergies. Yeah, no duh, because we know immunizations directly cause those. He's prompting his proposal to allow the public health department to review and reject existing sought medical exemptions. Existing and newly sought means they're going to retroactive, once this bill goes into place, understand that, once this bill goes into place, they're going to retroactively revoke your medical exemption if they don't deem it to be good enough. Medical exemptions have already been approved, but now will have to be resubmitted to the state to see if they comply by the end of 2020. Vaccine skeptical parents have intensely opposed this bill as far as saying that children that had severe adverse reactions to vaccines would be deemed not severe enough by the public Department of Health to warrant a medical exemption under the bill. Hundreds of parents have attended hearings on the bill and jammed legislators' office phone lines arguing that the state should not be able to overrule doctors' medical advice, not to mention the unprecedented and dangerous intrusion not only into the doctor-patient relationship, but also on the personal liberties of parents and their children, along with their health. So I thought that was pretty interesting. California doesn't seem like they can go much further left. They continue to go right alongside the communist mantra. Very soon, guys, understand, in California, very soon, they will start having force-mandated vaccines. I mean, they're pretty much already right there. But it will come to a point where they will beta test it. That will probably be the first state they try. Well, they will start having medical vaccination teams that go around and knock on people's doors, the individuals that are not vaccinated, and have gurneys set up with law enforcement and nurses to forcibly vaccinate individuals in areas that they don't deem vaccinated enough. That's the next step after they do this, Dad.
You know, Austin, it all goes right back to who rules the planet. I mean, California is the most leftist state we have. California, Oregon, New York, Massachusetts, all of these states are extremely liberal controlled. And we have to understand who they are. It's all based upon what the Frankfurt School taught. And it's all coming to head. I mean, because it's communism taught. It takes two or three generations of children in the school systems to fully infiltrate and to indoctrinate the generations of the masses into their belief structure. And they've done that. I mean, these people really believe that socialism is the best and that capitalism is the worst. And quite frankly, what we have in the United States for capitalism now, with a few major players controlling almost every single industry and market, isn't what capitalism was designed to do. Capitalism was designed to function in a free-floating economy, in a free market, not to have people like trusts set up from the Rothschilds that control all the banking sectors, all the manufacturing sectors. It's not how it was set up. And, you know, and this is what happened back in the early 1900s when they had the trust busters come in and they broke up these giant trusts that were all Rothschild funded, because the Rothschilds came in. They didn't have the central bank controlling everything. So they just came in and controlled industry through their money and through their proxies or through their cutouts, through their front guys like J.P. Morgan. And they controlled and bought all of these industries and all of these companies up and just kept buying and buying and buying, which they continue to do today. They do it with their fiat currency. And then in 1913, of course, they did the coup and they brought in the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States to control the issuance of our currency, which locked us in indefinitely into a slave state with them. And so this is what needs to be broken up. And so what these people that are socialists see is the culmination of this group of money changers that have come in and bought up everything, and they hate capitalism because of it, many of them, and because they've been indoctrinated to believe what Marx taught as far as how the state is king, the state is God, and the state should run everything, and they're all confused. And again, most of these guys that were doing all of this stuff, they're all Freemasons, and they were all tied into the Kabbalah. And that remember, the Kabbalah and you know, and the Zohar and all these different things are what Freemasonry is based out of. And we have to understand who they believe and what they believe. Karen sent me this the other day, and she said it's based on the prophecy of Zohar. She says the convergence of Kabbalah and science is the key to returning the nations to Babylon and achieving a global shift of consciousness into the light, not God's light, but Lucifer's light bearer. That key, that convergence of Kabbalah and science, is most probably quantum computing. Freemason Albert Pike said Kabbalah is the key of the occult sciences, and that is this key turns on the secret science of numbers, which is gematria. The rabbis believe that their sacred holy serpent will rise from the ashes as their messiah and assist humanity through technology in the rectification of this ascent of the soul or repair of the shattered dream of Ensof, their god of Jewish mysticism, the god of Kabbalah. The rabbi believes that the serpents and their messiah are the same. Listen to that. The rabbis believe that the serpent coming out of the pit and their messiah are the same because their numeric value of the word Nashius, serpent, and Mashiach, which is their name for messiah, work out to be the same because of gematria. From the book Kabbalah Secrets Christians Need to Know, the secret of the kosher serpent is cryptically and purposely concealed in occult language that is similar to the so-called science of quantum physics, advancing the idea that all things are connected. In Kabbalah, the microcosm of man below is merely a fractal, a part of the macrocosm, the serpent above. The unalterable law of Kabbalah is that the macrocosm and microcosm are of two equal drops of water. This is what is conveyed in the occult axiom, as above and so below, or to state it plainly, it is a lie. Ye shall surely not die, ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Because everything is connected, matter and spirit exist in one continuous reality, an endless spectrum of divine consciousness, what these people believe. The conscious singularity constantly expanding and contracting evil to good and from darkness to light. So this is really some weird stuff that they believe, guys. But they really believe this stuff, and they're the black magicians who run the planet. And they're the ones that are pushing for these mass immunizations of our country. See, they're putting something in these immunizations. I'm telling you what they're doing. There's something in these things. And we know there's all kinds of other animal species stuff in there, along with human DNA, you know, from aborted fetal cells. There's a nefarious reason, Austin, they're trying to force everybody to come in and have these shots. And guys, I'm telling you, This is one of those things. You know, you gotta make this decision for yourself. But as far as I'm concerned, they're not coming into my house and strapping me to a gurney voluntarily and injecting me with all kinds of stuff. It's just not gonna happen. I'm not gonna be involved in any of this stuff willingly. So you've got to make your own choices on this. I have people say, well, We had to immunize the children because we couldn't put them in daycare. Okay. How many daycares did you go? Did you look around in your neighborhood? How many neighbors did you talk to who could take care of your children for you in their own homes? I mean, how many times did you, what did you try not to inject your children with these foreign substances? I mean, if a child's not in school yet, if they're 4 or 5 years old, they're not in school yet, and you keep them at home, most states don't have any kind of law requiring that you immunize them if they're at home. It's only to go into daycare systems or into preschool programs. Ask yourself these questions. What am I willing to do to avoid having to do this with my children? Am I willing to move to another state that's not going to require this? Am I willing to move to another country that's not going to require this? I mean, how far is this vaccine tyranny going to be allowed to go? How far is medical martial law going to be allowed to go until the fulfillment of this Kabbalah and these weird teachings, the satanic mess, is fulfilled? Until they can hit us with enough blue light from 25,000 satellites they're putting around the planet to implement their 5G system that they can morph us into something that we're not supposed to be, until we can become an automaton, so we can have our minds completely controlled by some type of frequency or energy field around the planet? Where are they taking this thing? And why doesn't anyone want to talk about this except for us? I mean, why are we the only ones ever talking about this stuff? I mean, who are these clowns and what are they doing? I mean, why is this going on? Why does no one talk about the third temple but us? I mean, very few people talk about the third temple. Rick Wiles talks about the third temple some. You know, and so we've got to understand there's something else going on here. And while we have this circus clown, organized crime, pervert act out of the White House and Congress right now, it's like everybody's caught up in this soap opera, this Donald Trump reality TV show that we had with the Obama reality TV show, and nobody's talking about what we're talking about on this show right now today. Why? Because the majority of people don't care. You think, is that true? Yeah, they don't care. They'd rather look at Kim Kardashian's butt. You know, it's so frustrating to me because, you know, you start to tell people the truth about what's going on, and this rabbit hole goes deep. I jumped on the rabbit hole a little bit with you today, but the rabbit hole goes a lot deeper than this, all the way down to human sacrifice and consuming of human flesh. I mean, good grief, the British Royal, this is from the Daily Mail, this is mainstream England, it says this right now, it said, listen to this, this is the leading headline, and it's posted on our website at Healthmasters right now. It said that the British Royal Family 300 years ago openly dined on human flesh. Now think about that for a second. They people knew they were doing this. They had a big problem with grave robberies and everything else. People coming in and eating dead people. I mean, this is crazy. This is from the Daily Mail. It says British Royal dined on human flesh. They've been long famed for their love of lavish banquets and rich recipes, but what's less known is the British Royals have their taste for human flesh. A new book on the medicinal cannibalism that was revealed possibly as recently as the end of the 18th century of British royalty. Actually, 8 parts of the human body. I mean, I've got this posted on our website. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And now it's coming out in mainstream that they were doing this and promoting this, and cannibalism was being used. It was called The History of Medicinal Cannibalism. And these guys are some sick O's, I mean, with a capital S. And if you think they stopped doing this, if they were doing this a few hundred years ago, this has just gone down into the shadows and they don't talk about it anymore. In fact, I don't promote David Icke because he's not a Christian, but some of his stuff is really, really accurate. And he talks about how they still today engage in this type of behavior. So, guys, these are the guys who are running the planet. And here's the thing. The problem with Christianity, and this is a real problem, as far as it being a ruling center for the nations and controlling everything, number one, when you get the Roman Catholic Church involved in it, it got corrupt almost immediately. But secondly, it's that Christians are supposed to be nice to one another, and we're supposed to walk in love, and we try to do that. These guys don't have that mantra, that tenet. They don't care. They just soon kill you as to look at you. Look at the girl in Minneapolis. She saw something she wasn't supposed to see, Austin. Something happened there that we're not being told. No one's talking about the crime that was taking place at the time. They're talking about how she got shot. No one's talking about why she called in and who was involved in any of that. There's something else going on in Minneapolis. There's something else going on with this whole thing with the vaccines. There's something else going on with this whole thing with the chemtrails, with the Morgellons, and with these 25,000 satellites. All of this stuff is to bring in this new world order. All of us are bringing this new age under Lucifer. Yep. And guys, if you don't have it for that, if you don't look at it from that perspective, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would they poison their own planet? Why would they spray us with nanoparticles, with barium and aluminum? Why would they flood the Midwest if it wasn't a mess up the food supply? I mean, the Southeast here just dry as a bone right now. Why would they flood the Midwest to the point that 80% of the crops in some area aren't planted, with massive food shortages going to be this fall and prices are going to go through the roof? Why would they do that if they lived on this planet too and they weren't serving a higher goal? I mean, they're breathing the same junk they're putting on us. I mean, why would they do that unless this is some kind of special goal they have, and they're going to have some kind of special, you know, vaccine that really does stop this stuff from working and doing these things to them? I don't know. But, you know, you got to ask yourself a question. Why are we talking about this and so many other people don't want to talk about it? Austin, what's your next story, bud?
Well, one thing I wanted to touch base on real quick, and then we're kind of going back to this, but I just kind of thought of something. You made a distinct point a minute ago when you talked about Justine, you know, the girl that was shot up in Minneapolis. As you guys know, and I've repeatedly told everybody this, you can go up there and look this as facts. Minneapolis has been a epicenter for Somalian refugees, and I use that term very loosely because a lot of them, in my opinion, are an invading force. They're getting through the country simply by saying they're a refugee. Minneapolis has full-blown Islamic Muslim caliphates now to the point, I mean, it's just full-blown Muslim. You can't even really go do anything. Now, what's crazy about this is from back in 2017, when this originally happened, this shooting, there was also another article around the same time from WND that discussed how mobs of up to 30 young Somalian men had been parading through Minneapolis's most upscale neighborhoods, yelling comments and threatening homeowners. They were screaming at the houses that they were going to kidnap you and they were going to rape you, one Minneapolis resident said as she was very traumatized on television. Somalians living in Minneapolis are also among Sunni Muslims, and residents of the area said it isn't the first time that Somalian men have made intimidating marches through the neighborhood, yelling that they're basically going to rape the inhabitants. Now, I bring back to this because, as you guys know, in Sweden, in UK, in Germany, in France, in Italy, in Minneapolis, in Michigan, in all these areas that the Muslims are taking over, there's one common thing, and it's not just the Islamic culture coming in. It's the suppression of real news coming out of those areas. You guys already have seen in Sweden how they've actually arrested people and taken them to jail for going on YouTube and just talking about the influx of migrant rapes. Now, think about this Justine lady. She's from Australia. She's a dual citizen. She's here in Minneapolis. She all of a sudden is on the phone talking about a sexual assault. That's they blatantly said that. If you listen to the 9/11 court, she's talking about, I hear people screaming. It sounds like a sexual assault. Now, you have these two police officers, one of them in the passenger seat being a Somalian police officer, going into a call. They are called by dispatch. Understand that. They're on dispatch call to a sexual assault 911 call. Neither one of them have their body cameras on, and they don't turn on the footage, the dash cam footage. Now, why are you going and responding to a sexual assault on a 911 dispatch call and neither one of you have your body cameras on and you don't have a doggone dash cam footage on? I mean, you pretty much turn them off, because a lot of the law enforcement I know down here, they just leave the stuff on most of the time because it doesn't matter. It's just, it's got an endless loop. It'll keep recording, 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 recording. You can turn it off if you're going to the bathroom or something like that. But most of the point, why in the world are you going to turn it off when you're on a 911 dispatch call? And now all of a sudden the world walks up to the car and you execute her, then all the other officers that show up completely cover and lie under oath and turn off their cameras? Is it maybe that we're seeing the same thing in Minneapolis that we're seeing in Sweden and the UK and in England and in Germany and in France and in Italy, all these other places, that we're having a full-blown suppression of anybody that's coming out and talking about what's really going on with the Islamic culture that has infiltrated the United States and taking over huge swaths of this country? Now, I don't know. That's just a question, speculation on my part. But as Dad said, that is a really, really, really strange coincidence. Now, this body camera footage has gotten brought up. And, of course, there's been very little media coverage whatsoever talking about this. Everybody's talking about what's going on with Iran. And I understand. But, again, this incident up there needs to get brought up, because not only are we seeing corruption, I personally think, Dad, we are seeing the beginning of United States suppression of free speech and truth getting released to the public. But that is, again, my total speculation.
I think you're right. Now, we don't know what happened. We know it was sexual assault. It could be right. It could have another gang raping horde of Muslim migrants coming in and raping a bunch of women and adult dogs, dragging them out into the street and raping them.
Yep.
Maybe it was so bad that these guys had to suppress it. And this girl wasn't supposed to call in. I mean, who in the world knows? We know it was a sexual assault, but no one's talking about the sexual assault. I mean, it's like it never happened. It's like whatever happened with the sexual assault. I mean, we're talking about what this Muslim did shooting this girl, but what happened for the reason for this original crime taking place? Why did it happen, and who was involved in it? No one's talking about it. It's some very, very weird stuff. Guys, I love you. Had the opportunity to pray for you again today. You guys are absolutely awesome. You guys mean so much to me, and I just think the world of you. And thank you again for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for listening to the show. Sometimes we go a little bit off track here as far as local news and world news, and we start talking about some of the mysticism stuff. But guys, we got to be aware of what's going on. So when someone says to you, you know, hey, what's that Kabbalah stuff? You're going to say, hey, that's basically the worship of fallen angels. This ancient Jewish mysticism deals with this weird tree they've got and all these other things that they believe. And you got to stay away from that stuff. So you have an opportunity to try to tell people, hey, that's not where you want to go. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks again for getting your multiple vitamins from us. You mean the world to us when you support us. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And by the way, this show today was live here on Memorial Day. We are not taping this show. We are live. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Austin, it's all yours.
Absolutely, guys. Freedom 5, if you saw the email that we sent out already over the weekend, FREEDOM, and the number 5, no spaces. That's our Memorial Day coupon, 5% off on healthmasters.com products. Be sure to use that if you want to stock up on anything, including the CBD oil or even the alpha lipoic acid. It's 5% off all regular priced items, but I did allow it to be used on the alpha lipoic acid, which is already discounted 10% as product of the week. So be sure to check that out if you guys need anything this weekend for Memorial Day. Freedom 5, we thank you for your continued support. You know, just continue keeping up the fight you are with us. I mean, it's great getting a lot of these emails and a lot of these order comments from everybody and just seeing the support that we have, and that we're not the only ones in this. So thank you guys. Have a blessed, solemn Memorial Day. Remember why this day is here. If you guys need anything, email or call us. We're open all day today, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed day. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.